I'm Derek Cardwell, and at today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are getting to know another Knoxville athlete on a Let's Get to Know segment, and this time it's Reese Spohr. Reese, let's get to know you. What is a pre-meet ritual during track and field season for you?
I just like to stretch, listen to music, kind of chill out.
Any favorite song that you have to listen to?
Lately I've been listening to Unwritten.
And who sings that? I don't know if I'm familiar with that
one. It's like Natasha Bedingfield, something like that.
Okay, I think I've heard of her, so. Yeah. All right, post-meal or a restaurant?
Probably McDonald's. I like to get a McChicken.
Okay. Opposing place to, track meet that you like to go to, or it's a, meet that you like to participate in?
I don't really have a preference. I just try and do the same thing everywhere we're at.
All right. And you have a hobby?
I don't know. I work out. That's about it.
That's a hobby. Do you kind of have a workout regimen that you go through?
I try and, like, hit legs twice a week, arms, the usual.
You got to have leg day.
Yeah.
You have a movie that you have a favorite of?
I don't really have a favorite, but I recently saw Anyone But You. That was pretty good.
Okay. TV show or YouTube channel that you watch?
I don't know if you've heard of it, but Avatar The Last Airbender, watched that growing up, still watch it today, it's pretty good.
I have heard of that, I don't watch it, but I've heard of it. Favorite holiday?
I'm a Christmas gal.
Just because, all the lights and trees and music and everything?
I like seeing my family, they all come around, it's pretty cool.
There you go. What high school sports other than track and field are you involved in, or activities too?
I managed wrestling for 4 years.
Okay, what was that like to, be that? Because I know that you're kind of responsible for cleaning off the mats and everything.
Well, my older brother was a head coach. He was kind of terrifying, but it was cool. I like being around him. I like the environment. It was nice.
Okay. Best high school sports memory?
It wasn't funny at the time. I think it's funny now, but sophomore year, Tristan DeYoung was chasing me down the hallway, and he, shoved me into a wall and broke my foot.
That's not nice.
I think it's kind of funny now.
Okay, you've obviously recovered.
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Okay.
I laughed about it.
Do you have any superstitions?
I don't think so. Not any that I know of, anyway.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and does it differ now?
I wanted to be a princess when I was younger. Now I want to be a dentist, so that's a bit of a career change, but...
Well, and there's a lot more dentists than princesses are in need, too.
Yeah. I think I could be both.
Yeah, probably. do you have a job, and if so, what is it?
I work at Mrs. D's. I'm, in the kitchen. I sit there, make salads, cut food,
All right. Do you have any... you said you had siblings. How well do you get along with them?
I think I get along with him pretty well. My older brother, Luke, likes to beat up on me every once in a while, but I'm trying to fight back.
You look like you could take him.
I try.
Okay. Do you have a favorite pro sports team, or do you follow pro sports?
I don't really follow pro sports, but I watch the NFL every once in a while, and when I do, it's probably the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, that's an interesting one. It's just, is there a reason, or just because they're doing so well here lately?
They're doing well, and I like to look at Josh Allen, so.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know anything about that, but I'll take your word for it. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
I think Hawkeyes.
You think? You're not sure?
I don't really pay attention, but probably Hawkeyes if I had to choose.
Well, in a wrestling family, it's kind of even because both teams are pretty good, but, we'll take Hawkeyes. Best vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
We went to Florida, I think 2 summers ago. That was pretty fun. Hung out with Luke a lot. We kind of just walked around, went to a petting zoo with parrots. That was cool.
Okay. What is one place you want to travel to see?
I want to go to the Grand Canyon really bad. For no reason. I just want to see it.
Just kind of knock it off the list of places to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Scariest thing you've ever done?
Got pulled over. Cops scare me, so that was terrifying.
Did you get a ticket or?
I got a warning because my headlights were not turned on. It was dark out.
Okay, well, that's probably a safety issue. Active on social media, or do you prefer to stay private?
I mean, I guess it depends. I feel like I'm pretty private most of the time.
All right. What famous person in history would you want to spend a day with? They could be living or not.
I'm trying to think. George Washington.
Okay. You know, first president. That's if you could time travel, where would you go? Past or future?
Past.
Where in the past?
Ooh. Anywhere. I don't know. I feel like anywhere would be pretty cool.
Yeah. To your parents' time when they were your age?
Yeah. See what they were up to.
Okay. And if you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, what would it be?
Softball. I don't know. I used to play when I was younger, but then I quit, so I kind of want to try it out again.
Okay. Well, Coach, I'm sure Coach Peden wouldn't mind having you.
I'm sure.
Okay. Well, Reese, thanks a lot for letting us get to know you.
All right. Thank you.